Killing Welch, Deb Drawlings here at 91.9 FM, Boston Public Radio. You're listening to Acoustic Images, a program made possible in part with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Not gender-specific.
Yes.
Timeless. You're born. Doesn't matter. Successful song overall.
You're keeping notes.
And it could be... I think it could be a bluegrass song, because I could hear Del McCurry doing it.
Oh, man, I'd love to hear that. I love Del. What a voice. What hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the best hair in bluegrass.
I mean, he has to have hair insured, you know.
Yes, he does.
Is the purpose of living in Nashville to, as we say euphemistically in the business, place songs at this point?
Well, that was part of the reason for moving there. Was just to be closer to all of that. But also, I'd lived in Los Angeles. You know, I grew up there. Actually, I was born in New York, and I'd visited there since. And I knew I didn't want to settle down and really make a go of it in either of those places. So I visited Nashville, and it really felt right, you know. And I'd already decided that I wasn't going to try to... stay in Boston or San Francisco and try to do the local scene and rise to the top and then hope to, like, you know, that other path. I decided I was just going to do it in one of the industry centers. So Nashville seemed like the place, you know.
Are you working on placing songs with people at this point?
Yeah. I mean, I've been a staff writer. I've had a publishing deal for a little over a year now. And they're certainly working on getting me some cuts.
That's another one of those euphemisms, by the way.
There you
That's
go, right. Yeah. So besides the Tim and Molly stuff, I've had a few things recorded. You know, nothing really to speak of has made it onto vinyl yet, but that's an old story.
Does the publishing company say, hey, why don't you write a song with so-and-so?
They have suggested it, but in a very mild-mannered way. I mean, I'm really lucky in that my publisher is terribly supportive, and I wouldn't be in this deal with him if he weren't the right guy. And basically, you know, what he says over and over again is keep doing what you do, which is predominantly writing by myself. And so I don't have to pack up a briefcase and go into the office every day and sit in a little, you know, cubicle and write with people I don't know. That works for other people. It doesn't really work for what I do, you know. Often because I come in with an idea about a migrant picker and something about fruit trees and suit me, you know. Some people don't understand
that. Everybody else is like, what?
Yeah. So,
what about touring at this point? Does the publishing deal give you a chance to be kind of selective about the way you tour?
Yeah, because I can, you know, pay my bills and stay at home and write. That's the luxury of the publishing
deal.
That's
pretty unusual for a
musician. It is unusual. And then with the odd local gig, you know, that helps out too. But more and more, Dave and I are starting to get out of town. We have a booking agent now, and... And so this gig at Sanders Theater represents kind of the beginning of our out-of-town stuff. We've done small forays to Boston and Indiana, places we have little groups
California.
Of friends. Yeah, California also, North
Anywhere
Carolina.
Anywhere we can stay free.
Exactly. That's pretty much the deciding
the
factor.
The old habits die hard.
Yeah. Okay.
The performance at Sanders Theater tonight was one that was rescheduled from February, featuring Toshi Reagan, Dara Williams, and Patricia Smith as well. Kind of an interesting and adventurous billing. If you'd like more information on the concert, you can call 661-1252. That's 661-1252. And I have to assume at this point that there are tickets available, or what would the point of you being here be?
I guess so.
Want to try another one for us?
Sure. War from Maryland.
Sure. This is a... first gospel tune I ever wrote. Before I got my publishing deal, and I was still working a straight job, and I was cleaning a lot of toilets. I like to say that's conducive to godly music.
Because cleanliness is next to what?
Something right. Like that.
Louise.